Hi, this is George Gale, and this is Fundamentals of Organizing. In today's special bonus episode, I'm sharing a few thoughts on one of our core fundamentals, the one-on-one. So I want to go a little deeper on the one-on-one meeting. And one of my favorite conversations we've had on this show, I think it was season two, Stefan Roberson joined us, and he said, one-on-one can take a minute to learn, but a lifetime to master. And I couldn't agree more. This is a very messy part of the craft right now. I think there's a lot of confusion in the field of community organizing about what a one-on-one is. And I can't say what it is for anybody else, but I know what it is for me, and I know what it's not. It's not therapy. It's not us sharing the biggest traumas of our life in our first meeting. It's not, you know, me trying to dig under your story to understand everything about it in the first conversation. I do a one-on-one because I want to make a connection with somebody, and I really want to understand what motivates them. I also want to share enough of myself and maybe ask some interesting questions that spark something for them, that they feel some connection to me and the organization, and that they leave intrigued and energized by the conversation. I want to know a bit about your path. What is it about your life that you're a person that somehow ends up at a meeting with an organizer? I want to know that. Is it an experience of the neighborhood you grew up in? Was it a pastor who influenced you and moved you in a path towards social justice? Did you, like me, hit a brick wall with social service and say, actually, I want to get underneath the systems that determine who's poor and who's not? I want to know a little bit about that. And I want to know if maybe you haven't figured that out yet. You don't know. And so mine might ask a question that sparks for you like, oh, I haven't thought about that enough. I haven't reflected enough about what makes me somebody that wants to change the way things work. And you just asked me a question. And that's what I mean by us engaging people in a way that they leave intrigued and energized, because then they're like, oh, this organizer's helping me reflect on things that I haven't quite put words to yet. And that's good. But not reflect on things that a therapist should help you reflect on, but more around your journey towards somebody that wants to be someone that shows up in public life and tries to change how things work. That's what I want to have in that conversation. I also want to know what motivates you. Like, let's say, you know, I worked, one of my first campaigns in Chicago was on a big abandoned factory. Lots of people in the neighborhood wanted something done about this factory. It was falling down. Bricks were in the sidewalk. It was a major problem for everybody in the neighborhood. But people's reasons for coming to meetings and caring about that factory were different. For some, it was clear, safety of the children. For some, it was property values. This is like, hey, I bought a house here. My property values are never going to go up with a big, you know, abandoned factory the size of a city block right next to it. For somebody else, it was rising the cost of their homeowner's insurance. For some, it was their vision of what could be there. Could it be affordable housing, a community center? Could we get a Y built there? So I want to know in that meeting, what are your underlying motivations generally, but also maybe around a specific issue? So those are what I do a one-on-one for. This has been the Fundamentals of Community Organizing. Now that you've listened, visit fundamentalsoforganizing.org. Sign up for a training. Tell us what you're doing in your community. Tell us what you're hungry for. We want to spread the gospel of organizing, and you are key to making that happen. See you in the streets. This podcast was produced by Fundamentals of Organizing and the Mashup Americans. It is executive produced by Amy S. Choi and Rebecca Lair. Our senior producer is Sarah Pellegrini. Our production manager is Shelby Sandlin.